请大家低头默祷。
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning service.
唱诗262首。
Please sing hymn 262.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
We will kneel down and pray to ask God to guide today's service.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。 哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, be peace be with all the brothers and sisters here.
昨天晚祷的时候，梁传道有谈到，兴旺福音要从祷告开始。
In last night's evening service, Pastor Liang spoke about how hope comes from prayer.
他还根据圣经谈到，重视祷告，被圣灵充满，然后圣工如何的发展。
And according to the Bible, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then the holy work can grow.
同样是这样祷告。
And this is the way we should pray.
我们是不是有发出这种功效？
And do we also have this kind of effect?
如何祷告才会发出这种功效？
If we have this kind of effectiveness from our prayer.
但圣经就是一句话，圣灵充满。
But the Bible just tells us one phrase, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵带领。
And be guided by the Holy Spirit.
问题是我们每一个人。
But for all of us here.
怎么去祷告？
How should we pray?
我们就根据雅各书第五章。
Let's go according to James chapter 5.
13节到20节这一段。
Verse 13 to 20.
我们先从雅各书五章，从16节先看到18节。
Let us first look at chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
雅各书第五章16节到18节。
James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
16节。
16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
17节。
17.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
18节。
18.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
这里谈到祷告的功效。
Here it talks about the effectiveness of prayer.
16节他说要彼此认罪，互相代求。
In verse 16, it says to confess our trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
可以医病，可以赦罪。
And that we may be healed.
而且一人祈祷的力量是很大。
And the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
那雅各为了要解释这个祷告大有功效。
And James wanted to explain how effective a prayer can be.
在17节跟18节，他用以利亚先知祷告的情形来做一个实例。
In verses 17 and 18, he gives us the example of Elijah's prayer.
因为18节强调。
Because in verse 18, it emphasizes.
祷告，天就降下雨来。
He prayed, and the heavens gave rain.
17节说，他求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月没有下在地上。
And in verse 17, it says that he prayed that it would not rain, and it truly did not rain for 3.5 years.
这种祷告的功效跟神有什么不一样？
And so how is this kind of prayer different from God?
它可以呼风唤雨啊。
It can stop rain.
求下雨就下雨，求不要下雨就不要下雨。
If you ask for rain, rain will come. If you do not ask for rain, it will not come.
世界上有这种人吗？
Is there this kind of person in this world?
有啊，就是他啊。
And yes, it was Elijah.
以利亚的祷告就是大有功效。
Elijah's prayer was very effective.
所以雅各特别提出这个实例来。
So James brought up this example for us.
而且他强调说他是与我们是一样性情的人。
And here it says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
我们是人，以利亚也是人。
So we are human and Elijah is human.
他多一个职分，就是先知。
And so he had a different status because he was a prophet.
他的职分是先知，但是他也是人。
His status was a prophet, but he was also human.
所以雅各要强调说，他跟我们是一模一样的人。
So James wanted to emphasize that Elijah was just like us.
我们会生气，他也会发脾气啊。
If we get angry, he could get angry too.
这就是同样性情的。
We had the same nature.
也没有说以利亚的性情比较好啊。
It doesn't say that Elijah had a bad.
没有说我们的脾气比较差、啊。
And it didn't say that we have worse tempers.
也说不定我们脾气还比以利亚好多了。
Maybe our tempers are much better than his.
但是这个都是人嘛。
But we are all human.
有情绪。
So we have our moods.
既然是同样是人。
And because we are all the same as humans,
为什么以利亚的祷告是有功效的？
Why is it that Elijah's prayer was effective?
而且是大有功效。
And it was greatly effective.
我们要了解这件事情。
We need to understand this.
我们要回到现场。
And we need to come back to the present.
我们请看列王记上。
Let us look at 1 Kings.
列王记上16章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 16.
我们从30节看到33节。
From verse 30 to 33.
列王记上16章。
First Kings chapter 16.
30节看到33节。
Verses 30 through 33.
30节。
Verse 30.
暗利的儿子亚哈行神眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him.
31节
31.
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him.
32节
32.
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。
Then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria.
33节
33.
亚哈又做亚瑟拉他所行的惹神以色列主的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。
And Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him.
这么多的罪行。
With all these sins.
圣经用两句话强调。
The Bible used two statements to emphasize this.
亚哈王比他以前的列王更坏。
Ahab was more evil than all the kings before him.
比他以前的以色列诸王更糟糕。
And he was worse than all the kings of Israel before him.
犹太人他们的君王、他们的先知、他们的祭司是要被膏油的。
In the times of Israel, the kings and the prophets needed to be anointed.
表示这个是神拣选的。
To show that they were chosen by God.
是尊贵的身份。
And it was a precious status.
但神拣选这个君王是要治理神的这个国家。
And so for God to appoint this person was to appoint the head of God's country.
神拣选这个先知是要做成为神的代言人。
God chose a prophet to represent him.
所以他常常是讲警告的话。
So often they spoke messages of warning.
神拣选祭司是要来做服事神的事。
And God chose high priests to do his work.
所以他们每一个人每一个职分有他们很重要的责任在。
So each position had an important responsibility.
但是通通是为了神的这个国家。
But all were for the country of God.
要能够让百姓来敬拜神。
So that all the people could come and worship him.
所以百姓不敬拜神，先知就要发出警告的声音了。
So if the people did not worship God, then the prophets would send out messages of warning.
现在问题来了。
And now the problem came.
同样是被膏油的。
And the same anointed person.
这个亚哈王竟然是带领百姓拜偶像。
King Ahab led his people to worship idols.
那身为先知的以利亚。
And so the prophet Elijah.
怎么去面对这个王呢？
How would he face this king?
王有生杀大权。
The king had the right to kill anybody.
虽然他知道以利亚也是神的先知啊。
Even though he knew that Elijah was God's prophet.
可是有时候脾气来的时候就不管那么多了呢。
But sometimes when his temper came, he didn't really care.
所以还是王比较好啊。
So it's still better to be king.
因为他比较有权力。
Because the king had power.
可以要你的生命，可以留你的生命。
The king could take your life, he could keep your life.
但是身为一个先知。
But as a prophet.
他不能贪生怕死啊。
He cannot be afraid of death.
国家整个信仰已经到这个很堕落的地步了。
If the faith of the people had deteriorated,
他不能不站出来讲话。
He has to stand up and say something.
他跟谁讲？
But who would he tell?
跟百姓吗？
Did he tell the people?
这个是王的事啊。
But this is the matter of the king.
所以他直接找王。
So he has to go straight to the king.
所以我们刚才所读过的这个经节是在描述亚哈王有多么坏。
So here in this passage we read about how evil King Ahab really was.
尤其是在宗教信仰这件事情上。
Especially in the matter of faith.
那这个是神特别厌恶的事。
And this is what God hates the most.
所以 这个以利亚先知就跑去找王了。
So Elijah went to see the king.
我们看十七章第一节。
Let us go to chapter 17, verse 1.
列王记上十七章第一节。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生主以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，也不下雨。”
And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord of God Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word."
先知大胆，直接跑到国王那边去。
Elijah had great courage and went straight to the king.
面对面跟他说。
And spoke to him face to face.
这几年我若不祷告，就没有降雨。
He said, "If I do not pray, there will be no rain in these years."
啊，没有降雨会发生什么事？
And what happens when there is no rain?
就是饥荒嘛。
There will be famine.
哎，那个饥荒会死人的嘞。
And with famine, there will be death.
所以这是很严重的一个问题。
So this is a very severe problem.
先知讲完了就走了。
And when the prophet was done speaking, he left.
国家遇到饥荒。
And then the country encountered famine.
先知不能幸免嘞。不能免除这个饥荒的困苦哎。
And the prophet cannot eliminate the pain of famine.
他虽然是神的先知，
even though he is God's prophet,
还是要面对这个饥荒的痛苦。
He still needs to face the suffering that comes with famine.
只是在当中我们发现神怎么去带领他。
Except we know how God guided Elijah through this time.
那先知已经尽本分跟国王讲了。
The prophet already did his part and spoke to the king.
国王一点悔改都没有。
And the king did not repent at all.
而且要找他算账。
And he wanted to get payback.
我们请看列王记上十八章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
十七节看到十九节。
Verses 17 through 19.
列王记上十八章十七节。
1 Kings chapter 18 verses 17 through 19.
亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？”是。
Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?"
十八节。
18。
以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你的父家，因为你们离弃神的诫命，去随从巴利。”
And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals."
十九节。
19。
现在你当差遣人招聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那四百五十个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚瑟拉的那四百个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。
Now therefore, send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
以利亚跟王警告之后就离开了。
After Elijah warned the king, he left.
后来国家真的饥荒了。
And then the country fell into famine.
身为国王，他是治理国家的人啊。
And as a king of his own country,
国家一到这种地步，当然他是要负很大的责任。
If Israel falls into famine, he has a great responsibility.
可是他又不甘愿。
But he was unwilling.
他知道这个是以利亚先知。
He knew that this was the prophet Elijah.
所以他去找以利亚先知算账。
So he went to meet Elijah to get revenge.
找不到。
But he couldn't get it.
但是只要是先知，只要有先知这个职位，通通杀。
But as long as someone was a prophet, he was willing to kill them.
为了找一个以利亚先知找不到，就杀别人。
Because he could not find Elijah the prophet, he was willing to kill all the other prophets.
是那一种怒气。
So that kind of fury.
他不检讨自己，是检讨别人。
Instead of repenting, he decided to repent for others.
后来神跟以利亚先知说，没有关系，你去找他。
And then so later they said, it's okay, you can go find Elijah.
所以当他们两个人见面的时候。
So when the two of them met.
互相推卸责任了。
And they were looking to shed responsibility on one another.
王说，今天国家遇到饥荒，是因为你不负责任。
And the king said, we're in famine today because you did not take responsibility.
你当什么先知啊？
What kind of prophet are you?
你不是专门在祷告的吗？
Aren't you the type that prays?
那国家怎么会饥荒呢？
And why were we in famine?
你到底有没有做好你的职分？
Are you doing your job right or not?
以利亚说，不对哦。
Elijah said, this is not right.
现在国家会遇到饥荒，是你的爸爸还有你哦。
This, we are in famine because of what you and your father have done.
你们怎么将国家的这个宗教信仰带到这么堕落的地步呢？
Why have you brought everyone's faith to such a low point?
让百姓不知道 谁才是神呢？
So that the people no longer know who is God.
因为你们养了很多神啊。
Because you have worshipped so many gods.
你们拜很多神啊。
You have been worshipping multiple gods.
要容许百姓去拜啊。
And you have brought the people to worship them.
现在百姓已经混乱了。
So now the people are confused.
到底哪一个才是神？
They don't know who is actually the true God.
所以以利亚就跟他挑战。
So Elijah argued with him.
在这个时候要分别了。
So at this time, you need to distinguish.
怎么分别？
How do you distinguish?
那就是用献祭的方式嘛。
In order to, you have to sacrifice.
如果你亚哈王，你们那些所拜的是神。
If the gods that King Ahab worships are really God.
那你们的神会降火烧掉我们所奉献的这个祭物。
Then those gods should be able to bring fire down from heaven and burn all the sacrifices.
如果不是，当然不会了。
And of course, if they are not, then you will not see the fire.
那如果说以利亚所拜的神是真神。
And if Elijah's God is the true God.
那我的祭物神会降火烧掉。
Then God will bring fire down to burn up the sacrifice.
所以以利亚就跟亚哈王说，叫你们所谓的先知都到加密山去好了。
So Elijah told the king, bring all your prophets to Mount Carmel.
挑战。
And there we can compete.
所以到了加密山之后。
And so when they got to Mount Carmel.
不只是有这些假先知跟以利亚先知了。
There were all the false prophets and Elijah.
现场还有一些百姓。
And there were also many of the people.
所以他们就开始祷告了。
And so they began to pray.
没有用啊。
And it was useless.
那个以利亚还会开玩笑。
And Elijah would still joke with them.
他说啊，祷告太小声了，大声一点。
He said, I guess you're not praying loud enough. Pray louder.
啊，你们的神大概在睡午觉。
I guess your God is sleeping.
所以喊大声一点。
So maybe you should yell.
人家在祷告，他还在开玩笑。
And while other people were praying, he was mocking them.
因为他很清楚那个是假的嘛。
Because he was very clear that they were false gods.
喊破喉咙也没有用啊。
Even if you scream until your throat is dry, it won't do anything.
所以他们的祷告没有用。
So their prayers were ineffective.
所以现在换了以利亚祷告。
So then, now it was Elijah's turn to pray.
以利亚要献这个祭物。
And Elijah wanted to sacrifice to God.
要用火烧掉。
And he wanted the fire to come and burn up the sacrifice.
那个火是要从天降下来的。
And the fire was going to descend from the heavens.
不是自己点火烧掉的。
He didn't light the fire himself to set it on fire.
那就是要看神啊。
And so it was up to God.
那我们看以利亚是怎么祷告的。
So how did Elijah pray?
这个就是关键。
And this is an opinion.
我们看列王记上十六章三十六节看到三十九节。
First Kings chapter 16 verse 36 to 39.
十八章三十六节。
Chapter 18 verse 36.
一直看到三十九节。
All the way to 39.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚近前来说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，主啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神。”也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。
And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word.
三十七节。
37。
神啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这百姓知道你主是神，又知道是你叫这百姓的心回转。
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
三十八节。
38。
于是神降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干锅里的水。
And then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench.
三十九节。
39。
众百姓看见，就伏伏在地说。主是神，主是神。
Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God.
以利亚的祷告第一个。
Elijah's prayer.
他说他，我今天是你所差派来的仆人。
He said, I am your servant that you have chosen.
但是要让大家认定。
But everyone needs to know this.
也让大家知道我所拜的神才是真神。
And everyone needs to know that I worship the true God.
所以才能够让百姓的心回转向神。
So to God.
所以他祈求神要应允他的祷告。
So he asked God to heed his prayer.
降火烧掉祭物。
So that the fire could come down and consume the sacrifice.
因为这是证据。
Because this is proof.
啊，这样百姓的心才会回转归向神。
And that way the Israelites' hearts would turn back to God.
所以当他祷告之后
，So after he prayed，
真的降火下来了。
The fire truly came down.
不但烧掉祭物，连周遭的东西都烧掉了。
It not only burnt up the sacrifice, but also the wood and the stones and the dust.
现场的百姓马上跪下去，马上伏伏在地。
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces.
吓死了。
And they were terrified.
马上起了敬畏神的心。
And they had the hearts to worship God.
他说主是神，主是神啊。
They said the Lord, He is God.
意思就是说我现在知道了。
So now they say, I know.
啊，以利亚先知所拜的神是真神。
The God that Elijah worships is the true one.
所以他向他的神祷告，他的神就应允他的祷告。
So because he prays to his God will listen.
百姓的心归向神。
And the Israelites' hearts turned back to God.
因为之前百姓的心是背向神的。
Because before then they turned their backs to God.
那以利亚先知是先让百姓的心归向神之后。
And after the prophet Elijah had turned their hearts back to God.
他才向雅各书五章十八节、十七节那边所说的恳切祷告。
Then it was as it says in James chapter 5 that he prayed earnestly.
所以一些阻挡一些罪恶，如果先不先除掉
，So if you do not eliminate the obstacles and the sins first，
祷告那么久干什么
？What's the point of praying for so long？
没有什么用哎。
There's no use。
所以要先悔改啊。
So first you need to repent。
这里是说先我们的心要先归向神。
Here it says that our hearts need to turn to God。
我们今天当然没有拜偶像。
Today of course we don't worship idols。
可是我们的今天的心归在哪里
？But where do our hearts face？
世界吗
？Is it towards the world？
工作吗
？Is it toward work？
家庭吗
？Our families？
还是成就呢
？Or success？
哎，我们自己很清楚。
We are very clear。
我们的心归向在哪个方向
？We know which way our hearts are facing。
那就是我们的重点了、
啊。And that's where our focus is。
那就是我们生活重心了、
啊。And that's how we live our lives、
哦。所以我们的心要先归向神。
So our hearts need to turn to God first。
然后再恳切祷告。
And after that we can pray earnestly。
那个功效就不一样了。
And so the effectiveness will be different、
哦。所以从四十一节开始看。
So starting from verse 41,
我们一边听一边看、哦
let us read together.
41节一直到46节这一段。
Verse 41 through 46.
亚哈就去祷告。
And so Ahab went to pray.
每祷告一次就叫他的仆人到海向海去观看。
Oh, Elijah went to pray and then he asked his servant to go look towards the sea.
每次回来报告说没有啊天气很晴朗。
And every time the servant came back said, there's nothing, it's very sunny.
到第七次的时候
，until the seventh time，
仆人说有啦，看到一小片云。
The servant said there is a very very small cloud，
像人的手这么大
，as small as a man's hand。
那个要眼睛很好才看得到呢。
You have to have very good eyes to be able to see that。
像我这眼睛不好了，那么大也看不到啊。
With my bad eyesight, even if the cloud is really big, I can't see it.
就是说那个迹象只有一点点。
So all he could see was a very, very small sign.
当仆人告诉以利亚说有啊，啊有一片乌云啊，一点点这样。
And when the servant told Elijah, I see a very, very small cloud.
以利亚说对，这个就是。
Elijah said, this is it.
啊，真的下大雨。
And then it really came down the pouring rain.
46节说
Verse 46 says,
主的灵降在先知身上。
Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah.
他就束上要奔在亚哈前头。
And he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab.
诶，那个灵的能力啊，神的灵的能力。
The power of the Spirit of the Lord.
降在先知身上。
Came upon this prophet.
就不一样了咧。
And so it's very different.
啊，比马车跑得还快。
And he ran faster than the chariots.
哇，这是啊。就参加奥运就可以得第一名了。
If he was in the Olympics, he would be number one.
因为神的灵在他身上。
Because God's spirit was on him.
所以那些阻碍除掉之后。
So after they eliminated the idols.
神的工作，灵的工作就很明显的。
Then God's work can become very clear.
我们再看回来雅各书。
Let us turn back to James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章，我们刚才念的这个十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
这里说要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Here it says to confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another.
这要从第十三节开始看哦。
We need to start reading from verse 13.
说在我们中间。
Is anyone among you?
中间就是教会啊。
So among us are the people at church.
在弟兄姊妹当中。
Those among our brothers and sisters.
有受苦的呢。
Are there any of us who are suffering?
他该祷告。
Let him pray.
有喜乐的呢。
Is anyone cheerful?
他该歌颂。
Let him sing psalms.
其实也是祷告啊。
And that is also praying.
啊，不一定只有唱诗啊。
It's not only just singing hymns.
因为祷告也是哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣啊。
And when we praise God with hallelujah.
啊，所以受苦也好，喜乐也好。
So suffering is okay, cheerful is okay.
都要透过祷告。
It has to all be through prayer.
啊，喜乐透过祷告向神献上感恩的心。
And so when we are cheerful, we can pray to God with a heart of thanksgiving.
受苦要去思考。
And if we are suffering, we need to think about this.
传道书七章十四节就是这么说了。
And Ecclesiastes tells us this.
遇患难要思想。
When you encounter troubles, you need to ponder.
不把它当一回事。
And you have to really consider this matter.
人遇到患难一定要去想一想。
When we encounter difficulties, we really need to think about it.
众人要祷告也要再想一想。
And when the people pray, we also need to think about it.
不是一下子就来祷告了。
You don't come and pray right away.
想一想。
You need to think first.
是为什么是这样？
Why is it like this?
再来说十四节说中间有生病的。
And in verse 14 it says, is anyone among you sick?
要请教会唱名代祷。
Let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him.
用我们今天的话来讲就是这样。
And so it's like the way it is here today.
请弟兄姊妹帮助代祷。
We ask the brothers and sisters to help pray.
十五节说
Verse 15 says,
如果我们这些代祷的人
if those that who are praying,
凭信心祷告
through their faith they can pray,
要救那病人
to save the sick,
他的病会好
and they will be made well.
万一他的病是因为犯罪的原因
and if he is sick because he has committed sins,
他的罪也可以蒙赦免了
his sins can also receive forgiveness.
有些人祷告没有效
Some people pray without any kind of power.
检讨之后才说啊，我犯罪了。
And after they examine themselves, they realize that they have sinned.
罪除掉之后。
And if they eliminate the sin.
祷告就有用了。
And when they pray, they are effective.
啊，有一个姊妹啊。
There was a sister.
因为她有一点贪心呐。
Because she's a little bit greedy.
啊，所以去跟人家买东西哈。
So when she goes and buys things.
我们都知道买东西有试吃嘛哈。
We all know that when you buy things, you can sometimes sample.
啊，她就是专门试吃的。
So she liked to go sample a lot.
哎，可是有一天她试吃回来之后。
And so after she went sampling one day and came home.
肚子不是很舒服。
Her stomach didn't feel well.
她也不以为意。
And she didn't really think about it.
她想说这个是小事嘛。
She thought it was a small matter.
哎，可是这个痛怎么都没有解除啊。
But her pain did not leave her.
哎。也不是这个样子哦。
And it wasn't right.
所以当天来聚会就请教会唱名代祷了。
So that day when she came to church, she asked them to pray for her.
两三天之后。
And two, three days later.
没有用嘞。
It didn't, nothing happened.
她就去找传道。
So she went to talk to the pastor.
奇怪啊，怎么我这个痛还在痛。
She said, this is weird, my stomach is still in pain.
都没有比较好嘞。
And I'm not any better.
传道说，那你有没有想一想你最近到底做了哪些事得罪神啊？
And the pastor asked, did you think about anything you might have done to offend God?
她左思右想说没有啊。
And she thought about it. She said, no.
也没有强奸，对吧？也没有抢劫。
I didn't rob anyone.
也没有偷人家的东西。
I didn't steal anything.
也都没有啊。
I didn't do anything.
因为她一直认为那个是小事嘛。
She kept thinking it's not a big deal.
因为她的心是，我就是不用买东西，就光试吃就可以，所以吃饱了。
Because in her heart, she felt like she didn't have to buy anything. She could just eat the free samples, and that would be fine.
所以她跟传道说没有，没有做错什么得罪神的地方。
So she told the pastor, "Nope, I have not done anything to sin against God."
传道当然没有办法。
And the pastor didn't have any way.
因为有没有做错是你比较清楚嘛。
Because you should know if you've done something wrong.
后来她想说，啊，会不会是那一件事啊？
And then she thought, oh, well, maybe it is that one thing.
传道说就是那一件事。
And the pastor said, yes, it must be that thing.
你是认为小事是不是？
You assumed it was not a big deal.
所以悔改。
But you need to repent.
祷告马上就好了。
And then when she prayed, she immediately became well.
所以那个罪要除掉。
So you need to take out the sin.
祷告会有功效。
And that way the prayer will be effective.
所以这里就是这样强调啊。
So here it emphasizes.
所以十六节才说。
So in verse 16 it says.
要彼此认罪。
That you need to confess your trespasses to one another.
互相代求。
And pray for one another.
就算是我们为人家求，为别人代求的。
And so that you can help pray for one another.
我们也是要先检查自己。
And we need to examine ourselves first.
然后再出于信心的祷告。
And then that way we can have a prayer of faith.
以利亚就是这样祷告的。
And this is how Elijah prayed.
先让百姓的心回转。
And he let the people turn to God first.
就是已经悔改了嘛。
And then after they repented.
然后他才恳切祷告。
Then he was able to earnestly pray.
才是出于信心的祷告。
And that way he had the prayer of faith.
那个功效是无限大。
And then the effectiveness is unlimited.
不只是下雨。
And not only did it rain.
连他都可以跑在马车 前面。
Even him with his human power, he was able to run faster than the chariots.
显出那种灵的工作是这么有功效。
To show how powerful the spirit can truly be.
那雅各为什么要这么讲，这么勉励我们
？So why did James encourage us in this way?
他说，义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
Because he told us that the righteous man's prayer is very effective.
谁是义人
？Who is a righteous man?
因为义人祷告才有用啊。
Because only a righteous man has an effective prayer.
谁是义人
？So who is a righteous man？
所以我们要成为一个义人。
So we need to become righteous.
我们请看创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
第五节第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
创世纪十五章第五节第六节。
Genesis chapter 15 verses 5 and 6.
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。第六节。
Verse 6.
亚伯兰信主，神就以以此为他的义。
Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
领受神的话。
To receive God's word.
神跟亚伯兰说，你的子孙是像天上的星那么多。
God told Abram that he would have numberless descendants just like the stars in the sky.
那个时候他们夫妻不能生育。
At that time, him and his wife were unable to conceive.
那个时候他已经决定将他的财产要过继给大马色人以利以谢。
At the time, he already knew that he had to make other arrangements for his inheritance.
他从来没有想过他会生孩子。
He never thought that he would end up having children.
但是神应许你可以生孩子。
But God promised him, you will be able to have descendants.
可是当应许的同时是他们不能生育的时候。
But at the time that he made this promise to him, they were unable to conceive.
年纪老迈了。
They were too old.
不能生育了。
So they were unable to.
虽然这实际的现象是这样。
So even though that was the practical matter,
但是因为他领受神的话。
But because he received God's word,
神说你不但可以生育，而且可以繁衍像天上的星那么多。
God said not only will you be able to have children, you will have so many that they are like the stars in the sky.
他没有说不会吧，我那么老了还会可以生孩子吗？
He did not say, oh, I don't think so, I'm already so old.
啊，那是不可能的事。
Oh, that's impossible.
他没有回应。
He did not respond this way.
他的回应是我领受。
His response was believing
我相信
and accepting.
所以神以此为他的义啊。
And so therefore, the Lord accounted it to him for righteousness.
亚伯兰被神称义。
So Abram was considered righteous by God.
是因为相信神的话。
Because he believed in the word of the Lord.
我们今天来领受，来听道理。
Today, when we come and listen to God's words.
我们在家读圣经，查考圣经。
When we are at home and we study the Bible.
都有领受的话。
We receive God's word.
那这个就是义人。
And this is a righteous person.
你相信神的话。
If you believe God's word.
你不会用自己的现象、自己的状况说，对照圣经啊，这个差太多了。
You do not say, well, when I compare myself to the situation in the Bible, it's too different.
这怎么可能呢
？How is this possible?
那你不是义人呢
？Then you are not a righteous person.
神的话你信不下去。
Because you're unable to believe in God's words.
所以你听懂神的话，而且是领受。
So if you are able to listen and believe in God's words.
这种义人。
This is a righteous person.
再看。
Let us also
look at. 罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书四章，我们从第五节看到第八节。
Romans chapter 4 verses 5 to 8.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter
4. 第五节看到第八节。
Verse 5 through 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。第六节。
6.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
But to him who does not work but believe on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness, just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works.
第七节。
7.
他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。第八节。
8.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
保罗是在讲说亚伯拉罕当时怎么被神称义的。
Paul told us how Abraham was called righteousness by God.
用那个事件来阐述一个真理。
And through this, we were able to come with the truth.
亚伯拉罕被称义。
Abraham was justified by faith.
因为相信神的话。
Because he believed in God's word.
我们今天也是一样啊。
Today we are the same.
而且我们要再进一步。
And we have to go even further.
我们要受洗归入主的名下。
We need to be baptized under the Lord's name.
诚义啊。
So that we can be made righteous.
哦，因为受洗归入主的名下。
Because to be baptized under God's name.
我们在神面前是没有罪的。
And before God, we are sinless.
所以要只要受洗归入主名下的人
So if we are baptized in the Lord Jesus' name
就是义人了、
啊、Then we are righteous
那我们在座的所有弟兄姊妹通通是的
So then all of us brothers and sisters here are the same
我们通通是义人
We are all righteous people
再看约翰一书
Let us turn to 1 John
约翰一书第三章第七节
1 John chapter 3 verse 7
约翰一书第三章第七节
1 John chapter 3 verse 7
小子们啊不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。这里很强调行义。
Here it is very clear that we need to practice righteousness.
所以后来雅各书也强调亚伯拉罕是行义。
So then later James emphasizes how Abraham performed righteousness.
我们不但要诚义。
Not only are we made righteous.
我们也被称义。
We need to be justified.
但是也要行义。
But then we also need to practice righteousness.
这样加起来的人叫做义人。
And then that way added up, we can become righteous people.
所以我们今天的祷告。
So our prayer today.
其实跟我们平常那个敬畏神的态度是有绝对的关系。
It has a very direct relationship with our God-fearing attitudes.
所以要随时做个灵修。
So we always need to spiritually cultivate.
随时根据圣经的话调整自己。
We always need to adjust ourselves according to the word of God.
这种祷告是有功效。
This kind of prayer is effective.
我们再看回来雅各书第五章的十九节二十节。
Let us turn back to James chapter 5 verses 19 and 20.
雅各书第五章十九节
James chapter 5 verse 19
我的弟兄们你们中间若有失迷真道的有人使他回转这二十节
20
这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回便是救一个灵魂不死并且遮盖许多的罪
Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
雅各在这边强调祷告的功效。
Here, James emphasizes the effectiveness of a righteous prayer.
而且用以利亚先知做实例。
And it uses Elijah as an example.
他有一个很重要 的诉求。
He had a very important teaching here.
针对那些迷失真道的弟兄姊妹。
This is for those who were lost.
我们怎么使他回转
？How should we help them turn around?
迷失真道的人
，those who have wandered from the truth，
是很难回转的。
It is very difficult for them to turn back，
因为已经迷失了嘛。
Because they've already been lost。
但是雅各说不要忘记。
But James said, do not forget them。
义人祷告大有功效。
Because the righteous man's prayer is very effective。
我们之所以会认为困难。
And what we thought it was very difficult.
因为经验告诉我们。
Because experience tells us.
因为事实告诉我们。
Because the truth tells us.
那是很难的。
That it's very difficult.
所以我们就说很难。
So we think, oh, it's too hard to do.
这个怎么是信心呢？
How is this faith?
所以其实雅各谈这一段是要激发我们每一个人的信心。
So here James tells us this so that he can reignite our faith.
有什么事不用靠祷告的呢？
Is there anything that you don't need to rely on prayer for?
有什么事不是因为靠祷告然后去解决的呢？
Is there anything that without prayer you can solve?
没有困难的。
That you can have no difficulties?
只要是祷告。
You have to pray.
但是要祷告之前。
But before you pray.
一定要在神面前。
You really need to come before God.
悔改。
And you need to repent.
检查自己。
And you examine yourself.
那这个祷告是有用的。
Then this prayer will be effective.
就像以利亚先知一样。
Just as the prophet Elijah.
他可以做到，我们也可以做到。
If he can do it, so can we.
所以我不管我们今天看到教会的需要。
So no matter what we see in this church today.
还是看到个人的软弱。
Or we see other people's weaknesses.
还是弟兄姊妹的缺乏。
Or we see the shortcomings of other brothers and sisters.
我们都可以透过祷告。
We can always go through prayer.
让这个祷告的功效显明
so that the effectiveness of this prayer can be revealed
其实可以更激发我们的信心
and then that way it can reignite our faith
这个就是我们信仰的一个过程
and this is the way our faith can grow
唱诗
let us sing hymn
246首
246 Please be seated.
我们今天是领恩会。
Today is our spiritual convocation.
我们用一点时间来祷告。
So let us take some time to pray.
借着领恩会的期间。
And during this time.
能够从主领受圣灵充满。
We can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的信心能够得到成长。
So that our faith can continue to grow.
让我们的信仰更坚定。
So that our faith can also become more strong.
要求圣灵的需要接受按手祷告的，请到前面来。
Those who would like